Triple M right across the mid-north coast. It is Shorty Fabricchi and the great sound of Linda Ronstadt to wake you up this morning. It's so easy. Love that. It's 5:06. Good morning, everybody. It is Hump Day Wednesday, the 10th of the 10th today. And we say a very good morning to you. Partly cloudy. And the Bureau is saying, oh, gee, if this doesn't happen, I'm fearing I'm getting a mask to walk out of this joint today. A near 100% chance of showers and of a thunderstorm, most likely in the afternoon and evening. The thunderstorms could be possibly severe, 19 to 25 today. Now, the one thing I'll say in the Bureau's defence, I should have rung them yesterday to say, look, you're on the money here, because when I'm going home to Strawn Manor, right, to the unit, what was in the driveway yesterday, ladies and gentlemen? What was in the driveway? Well, I'll tell you. We had the lizards, the water dragons. The water dragons were out. And when the water dragons are out, ladies and gentlemen, that means there is rain coming. Yes! So that is a big thing in the Bureau's favour, that the water dragons were out at Strawny's place sunning themselves on the concrete yesterday. So I reckon we're going to get it today. Now, with that in mind, if you're doing the washing, get it out early and get it in quickly. The radar looks pretty much okay at the moment, but they're saying this is going to be here for a few days, up to about 30, 40 millimetres apparently, from Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and maybe into a bit of next week as well, which is really good news, particularly for our farmers. Now, let's have a look at the main news stories of the day. You're going to see and hear a lot more about this on the news tonight. Two women and two children have been located, and three men have been arrested in a police operation in the Hawkesbury region of New South Wales in a domestic incident. So, well, I'm just so glad that the ladies and that the two little ones are okay. Further details of that coming up. There have been arrests made. In the US, and Hurricane Michael has strengthened to a Category 2 storm as it heads for the Florida Panhandle, with residents ordered to get out of harm's way ahead of life-threatening waves, winds and rain. And as I mentioned earlier, the forecasters here in Australia have said a storm outbreak could bring ferocious weather, delivering drenching combined with damaging winds and hail over the next few days. From 50 millimetres to around 100 millimetres of rain could fall in parts of Queensland and up to 25 millimetres down the New South Wales coast past us into Victoria, excuse me. Locally, and look, how many times do we have to say this? But you can understand people doing it. Go to a patrol beach. Now, it's holiday times. Maybe there's people here from out of the area. We do live in this stunning part of Australia. And you think of all the hustle and bustle and maybe the towns where they live or cities where they live. There are hundreds of thousands of people all trying to coexist together. They get up to the mid-north coast. There's a patch of beach with no one on it. Why don't we go there? Please don't. A young woman is recovering in hospital after being pulled from the powerful surf near Lake Cadie yesterday. The 23-year-old was swimming with two friends at Middle Rock near that popular surfing spot near the Grey Ghost. And when a group got pulled into the middle of the rip around 1:30 yesterday, now fortunately, the two friends were able to reach the distressed woman quickly, as despite being pulled about 50 metres out to sea, they had the strength to get her back to the safety of shore. Emergency services were quickly tasked to the scene with lifeguards stationed at Cadie, the first to arrive. Look, we say it all the time, it's a very simple message. If you're going to the beach, go to a patrol beach and swim and stay between those flags. And we're just glad that young lady is okay. And well done to the lifeguards, quickly had to leave their area to go to aid this lady. Glad it's all okay. In sport, in the cricket, well, it looked good for a while, but we've gone down in a screaming heap. Australia has once again thrown away a strong start with a horror middle order collapse, dousing hopes of a win in the first test in the UAE. Aaron Finch showed he was more than just a white ball cricketer, scoring 62 before being dismissed by a sharp chance. The wicket ended and 142-run opening stand, sparking a collapse which saw Australia lose 10 wickets for just 60 more runs. Wow. All out for 202, 80 behind the Packies, who were 3 for 45 at stumps. Locally in sport today, in golf, in Kew and Port Macquarie, they've got Stableford's today, while the ladies have their day on the mighty Macleay in Kempsey. And, of course, the cricket all starts this weekend, with club cricket officially getting underway at the end of the school holidays. And, gee, it doesn't look too good the poor cricketers, right? The first weekend looks like it's going to be an absolute shocker as far as that goes with the weather. On the show today, plenty happening, including coming up around 7:45, you'll laugh, you'll cry. Yes, it's worse. Dad Joke Wednesday. Have you heard a howler over the weekend that would make us grimace, but at the same time have a little giggle? Well, we'd like to hear from you. That's coming up thanks to Harrington Mechanical. Also on the way today, we've got stacks of great events on this weekend. You know, sometimes there's only a couple of things on, and other times there's about 10, 15. We've got one of those weekends coming up. For Holiday Coast Credit Union, lots to talk about that's coming up this weekend. Also, of course, it is Oztober. We're telling great Australian stories. It is the ultimate Australian month of music here at the Triple M organisation. We're celebrating everything Oz music, and more to come today, including at lunchtime with Gleeso. His very special guests are going to be Shepherd, that great group of youngsters. They were here a few weeks ago. They've taken the world before them. It is all things Oz music. Now, the Triple M Garage Sessions, we had one winner drawn yesterday. That's heading up to North Queensland. There is more to come to win tickets to the Garage Sessions in tropical North Queensland to see Ian Moss, the great Mossy, also Birds of Tokyo, Diesel and the Screaming Jets. All you got to be is a Triple M Club member. So if you're not a member, sign up today at triplem.com.au. The $1,000 birthday wheel, and if your birthday ain't today, you're sharing it with the likes of David Lee Roth, Gabriella Chilmi, and Tanya Tucker. And also we'll take a look at what's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union, the Mid-North Coast, today. And if you got the kids wondering what to do today, we've got a couple of really good suggestions for you today. One at the Southwest Rocks area in particular is an absolute cracker. We'll talk more about that a little bit later. 132710, you can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website, where if you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. It's 13 past five.
Love our city. Feels good. Love living here.
Why would you want to live anywhere else?
It's just a good spot.
Love it. Feels good.
Love the music you play.
I can always have a good laugh on my way to work.
Cactus National News with Sandra Silly.
The top story this hour, the sacked ABC boss Michelle Gutted says she found it impossible to shoot staff journalists as directed by the chairman of the ABC board, Justin Ass.
Nah, I couldn't shoot anyone. I don't have a gun license. But the chairman did.
Meanwhile, the PM, Scott Rabbiton, has lashed out at reporters quizzing him about our shocking petrol prices.
Oh, look, why don't you ask about something positive for a change? Like about me bringing a few more of our troops home from Iraq and Afghanistan. That's wonderful.
Why did 16 of those soldiers require emergency surgery when they arrived home?
It was something to do with condoms full of petrol bursting in their stomachs.
All the news in Showbiz Now with Rich. Odd Richard.
Oh, Sandra, time marches on for superstar singer Madonna, now in her 60s. But old Maddie's keeping up with the times by reworking a few of her classics to reflect her age.
Yeah, I've revamped songs like Material Girl and Like a Virgin and Papa Don't Preach. And now they're Material Girl, Like a Pensioner, and Papa Don't Preach because he got old and died.
Poor old Madonna. Like Joan Rivers once said, she's had so much plastic surgery that when she dies, they'll donate her body to Tupperware.
Sport now with Big Gazaroid Man.
Yes, Sandy, big news in the manly sports art of riding bicycles, most namely the Tour de France. That's French for Tour of France. The organisers say that next year's tour will see a record number of riders on the course. They say we'll be looking at a field of at least 500,000 bikes on every stage of the race. 500,000! That's 500,000 in anyone's language. Mind you, they say not all of those riders will actually be competing. There'll be people who can't afford petrol to get to work. Speaking of bikes, Sandy, see me later and I'll show you my pump.
Sandra Silly, CNN.
How green was my cactus for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe? Planning your spring garden? They have everything you need in stock now.
Johnny Leakes, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
Yes, a reminder, the Aussie great Darryl Braithwaite will play the LUSC on Friday night with tickets $40. I will catch up with Darryl tomorrow. Cannot wait. Hey, with The Bachelor, still the fallout continues. What was Nick thinking when he failed to pick a winner? But the former Wallaby star has now hinted he may have found love before even filming began. And, of course, it's all over on Survivor. Shane Gould has been crowned the winner of this year's Australian Survivor, beating out Sean Coombs, taking home $500,000. Sean had the chance to take the less popular Brian to the final, but took her friend Shane, and it backfired. And actually, Brian's questioning of Sean, I don't think, helped towards the end there.
Do you think that's a break in trust and loyalty, not finding time to speak to him?
I apologise for that. I mean, it is.
Stronny. Blebs, fishing best bet.
Here he is, the one and only Bluey Waters. Good morning, Bluey.
Morning, Stronny.
Well, what a beautiful sunrise. A lot of colour there. And I said it earlier on, as I'm driving into the Strawn Manor yesterday on the concrete, guess what's sitting there, Bluey?
The water dragons
are sitting there. Incredible.
The rain's on its way.
Yeah, the rain's on its way. I couldn't believe it. So there you go. Water dragons sitting there. And that means the rain has got to be coming. Now, how did we go fishing-wise yesterday, Bluey?
Yeah, we had a great day yesterday. It was another good day in the water. Flat ever on the bite again. And we saw some nice schools of whiting. No size in the whiting at the moment, but it's good to see this early in the heading into summer. That we've got some whiting on the schooling up now at the present moment. And around the rocky foreshore, we saw some nice blackfish and brim being caught also. So the estuary was producing some very good fish. Still a bit slow on the beaches. not many gutters out there, picking up the odd small tarra and brim around the rocks. We're still picking up drummer, which is not too bad. The odd dewfish at night time. And there's still some schools of blackfish around the headland, so not too bad. Deep sea boys, they're doing a bit tough out there at the moment. The local reefs, probably in 60 metres, we're probably picking up some nice pearl perch, but the snapper are quite small, and the kingfish are gone a bit shy at the moment.
Okie dokie. All right. Well, what about today? What do you think? You've got your rising tide again this morning, and the wind's really going to blow by the back end of the day, so I'd say we're going to have to get out early.
Yeah, we'll get the whip out and get out early, head down to the breakwaters. We'll cut up a bit of strip mullet and we'll just try for a nice quality brim this morning. It's hump day today. Let's go home with a couple of nice brim. $3 worth of chips and a nice salad. How's that sound?
Oh, you got me, Bill. You got me. Okay. Yeah. Any clubs out this weekend or news from last weekend?
We've got clubs out this weekend. Of course, it's the Wagoonga Fishers are out this weekend.
No.
1 o'clock weigh-in. Back in the bowl, eh? So you know what, the rain's coming. Also, the Lake Cadot Amateur Fishing Club there also got their cop on this weekend. It's a 4 o'clock weigh-in at the rear of the clubhouse with the barbecue. The Lauren X Services Fishing Club, they've got a 1 o'clock weigh-in with the barbecue starting at 12 o'clock. And, of course, our good friends at the Hibbar Sports Club, they've got their sports club, they've got their fishing cop on this weekend. This is a 1 o'clock weigh-in back at the clubhouse, and they're going to put a bit of live music on to kick it along too, so a bit of entertainment with their weigh-in. So it's going to be good out of Hibby.
Oh, very nice, Bluey, very nice. Yeah, we should have known. We should have known the Woolgoolga Fishers out this weekend, 4 days. Right. Now, have a look at some of the headlines, too. Now it's starting to make sense. This was on my computer when I come in this morning. Bluey, ready for this? Woolgoolga Fishers out this weekend. Here's the next paragraph, right? Forecasters have said, quote, a storm outbreak could bring ferocious weather, delivering drenching combined with damaging winds and hail over the next few days. From 50 to 100 mils could fall in parts of Queensland and down the New South Wales coast into Victoria. Can you believe it?
Can you believe it?
It's incredible. Fair digger.
The curse of the North Coast.
Oh, my God. Anyway, so that's what's in the news as far as the weather goes. That is just incredible, Bluey, eh? Unbelievable.
I reckon he could make a flooded Birdsville.
I said we just got to get him to Tamworth. That's where the problems are.
Wouldn't they be laughing over there?
Go out and get a carp out there, Al. For goodness sake, put the boat on the trailer and go and get a carp.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, I don't know. Gee. Anyway, Al, if you're listening, can you give us a call? Can you confirm that you are out this weekend, and this will confirm the bad weather. My water dragons have even confirmed it. Goodness me.
Yeah, they have. They're out in force.
Jeez. All right, Bluey. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm looking at the flag outside the studio, and again, it's fluttering already out of the north. But in Sydney at the moment, they've got the southerly there, and it's heading up here. The southerly's blown to 35 kilometres per hour at the airport already this morning. So it's on its way, Bluey. It is fair dinkum on its way. All right?
Well, I better sharpen my hooks and get out early.
Yeah, I'd say so. Go and do your bookwork, I'd say, today, Bluey. Anyway, you're saying to get out early to the estuary?
After the black walls.
Sorry?
Cut up a bit of strip mullet and try for a nice quality brim.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Astroni.
Triple M News.
Showers in a top of 25 on the mid-north coast today. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. Work has now started on the new South West Rocks Fire Station to replace the old station on Sturt Street. Oxley MP Melinda Pavey says it's an important development for the community.
A retained station with great staff that protect our local community. They'll be able to do that now. Once the project is completed from a $2 million facility, the latest and in technology and comfort for those keeping our community safe.
It's due to be completed in March 2019. Proof yesterday that our lifeguards can never send out too many warnings to the community after a group of friends encountered trouble in an unpatrolled zone. After getting stuck in a rip at Middle Brother Beach Lake Cadeye, a 23-year-old woman became unconscious. Fortunately, though, her friends were able to bring her back to shore. Lifeguards were just a short drive away and were able to place her in the recovery position. She spent the afternoon in hospital. Port Macquarie Hastings Council is joining a nationwide alliance of councils focused on pollution reduction and clean energy success. Port Hastings is among 31 councils joining the city's power partnership following the release of a report calling for immediate action to reduce greenhouse gas pollution and limit climate impacts. Professor Tim Flannery says a surge in local government climate action will play a crucial role in tackling emissions.
The CPP is so important because it's helping the most accountable level of government, you know, the council level, to take real, deep, meaningful action on climate change.
And Port Macquarie pilots will today attend a seminar to learn more about defensive flying, to best manage threats and errors, and to make our skies safer. Threats include adverse weather, mechanical problems or other air traffic, while pilot errors can include the mismanagement of fuel, incorrect aircraft settings or navigational mistakes. The seminar is being hosted by the Civil Aviation Safety Authority. Now to sport. Impressive efforts from local Wauchope boy Billy Hargy. The 12-year-old has won the 12 to 15 years category of the Australian Off-Road Championship. The comp has been held over 11 rounds in four different states of the country, nine of those resulting in podiums for the young gun. The Australian Off-Road Championship is the official endurance championship of Motorcycling Australia, recognised nationally and internationally as producing top off-road riders. 10 championships were decided on the weekend in total at the final round in Omeo, Victoria. And that's the latest news and sport.
Triple M Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto.
Powered by Kempsey Camping World, Complete Angler and Kempsey Firearms. Now under one roof at 44 Smith Street, Kempsey.
Good morning. We have a light westerly wind early. It's producing really clean conditions on all our beaches, although the waves are fairly small. We do have two swells, a little bit of northeast swell and also an easterly swell. So most beaches do have waves this morning. Wave size is around that 2 feet mark. I don't think it's going to improve on that. We do have a high tide around 10:15 today. Low tide is around 4:30 this afternoon. And the water temperature is around 18 to 19 degrees.
Triple M Mid-North Coast, it is Strawny for brekkie. And coming up after 7, the best of the worst. Yes, worst dad joke Wednesday. Have you heard a howler that's made you cringe, but also probably giggle a little bit? I'd like to hear it. We'll do that around 7:45. You two there, everlasting love. It is 7:07 on what is a glorious morning across the coast, but apparently going pear-shaped with showers and possibly severe storms and up to 25 degrees later.
What the papers are saying, thanks to Chris and Fee at the Plaza and Clifton News Agencies.
Here is Lee Jollo, without his coat today, but he does still have a jumper on. So you're sort of you're midway through the transition,
aren't
you?
Yeah, we're getting there, there. It's a bit better this morning. It's a beautiful morning this morning.
Yeah.
It's not going to be later from the sounds of it. So.
Now, you're going to think I'm an idiot, but this works out correctly. The Weather Bureau says it's going to rain. Now, you and I have known that lately they sort of haven't been on the money. But I have water dragons that come out at my place. They'll sun themselves on the concrete. When they come out, it immediately rains within a couple of days.
Did you see any?
I saw them yesterday.
I did as well.
Did you really?
I went for a walk and I saw two of them. There you go.
There you go. Oh. Well, let's see if Lee and I and our water dragons are more accurate than the Weather Bureau. All righty, Lee, what are the papers saying today?
Yes, so in the Daily Telegraph this morning, the headline there, arrests as man bashed, four kidnapped, home raised. A man, 44, is in custody and two women and two teenage boys have been found safe following a domestic-related home invasion in central New South Wales, which left the man 68 bleeding in a house fire. It prompted a statewide 12-hour manhunt last night. They're also talking about GST reform. Liberal senators consider crossing the floor, as well as that new federal labelling laws, a job killer, according to one MP, and giant three-tier brekkie platter, the talk of the town as well, in the Daily Telegraph.
Okay. Now, in the City Morning Herald today, their lead story is religion. Secret plan for laws to reject gay students and teachers. Religious schools will be guaranteed the right to turn away gay students and teachers under recommended changes to federal anti-discrimination laws. Also, two women, children found after dramatic bush arrest, a statewide manhunt ended late last night at the base of the Blue Mountains with the arrests of three men. Whilst in the Australian, their lead story is US-China trade war warning. Josh Frydenberg has urged the US and China to de-escalate their trade war before it, quote, gets out of control amid IMF warnings. And those are the main news stories in the Nationals today. Lee, with you, again, we've got another beach story. Thankfully, it ended up okay, but, gee, the lady was lucky.
Yeah, she certainly was. So a 23-year-old woman is recovering in hospital after being pulled from a powerful rip near Lake Cadai. She'd been swimming with two friends at the time on Middle Rock Beach. The group was pulled into the rip around 1:30 p.m. yesterday. Fortunately, her friends were able to rescue her and get her 50 metres back to the shoreline. After coming ashore unconscious, she was put in the recovery position and administered first aid. So it's certainly a message, isn't it? Just swim between the flags.
Yeah, that's for sure, Lee. Look, and again, we know we live in such a beautiful area, particularly the people that are in maybe overcrowded areas come here for a holiday, they see a beach with no one on it, they go, how good is this?
I have to admit, yeah.
And, you know, you can understand it, but really we've had so many tragedies over the last 12 months.
Yep.
Please, everybody that's listening to the station, maybe here on holidays or got family and friends up, please, 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 if you're going to the beach, select a patrolled beach and swim and stay between those flags. Good on you, Lee. Thank you for that. Toddling off to the newsroom. He will join Hannah after Hannah's had her say in a couple of minutes' time. Triple M right across the Mid-North Coast on a cracker Wednesday morning. It is America there and the Ventura Highway. It is 7:10. As we said, it is the most glorious morning. The sun just beaming through the Triple M studios here. Just a little bit of a puff of wind out of the north, but apparently it is going to go pear-shaped later. The Bureau is saying 100% chance of rain and partly cloudy conditions. Now, storms this afternoon into the evening could be possibly severe. So we'll keep you up to date with the warnings that come out by the Bureau if they do eventuate later on in the afternoon. And really strong southerly is also going to hit us. The Mid-North Coast looking beautiful this morning. We have, of course, a terrific holiday season underway right now with this good weather over the last few days and thousands going to our beaches. Now, yesterday, we got close to having another tragedy. We haven't had a good 12 months on the Mid-North Coast. The message is simple, really, and we implore you every day we talk about it. We have some of the most beautiful beaches in Australia, but please, if you're going to a beach, select a patrol beach. Yesterday at Lake Cadai, we almost had another tragedy. Here to tell us more is Head Lifeguard of the Port Macquarie Hastings area, James Turnham. Good morning, James. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, no worries, Johnny.
Lake Cadai, again, beautiful spot on the Mid-North Coast, James. Can you give us a bit of an overview of what happened yesterday afternoon?
Yeah, yesterday there was a woman swimming down on the south side of Middle Rock, which is about a kilometre south of our patrolled area near the lake there. And, yeah, they were swimming on the bank and she fell into a rip. And I was just very lucky she was there with two mates that were pretty strong fellas, and they were able to fight that rip and drag her back in. But by the time they got her to shore, she was pretty exhausted. It was a very close one. Even though the patrol was only, a kilometre away, luckily we got word of what had happened and we were able to task those lifeguards there. So they were there within a few minutes. But, yeah, still it's a dangerous spot to be swimming. It is a known, a popular surfing spot, but for swimmers it's not so good. We are starting to see a lot more people in that Lake Katawai area as well.
Yeah, well, so, James, you just look at the way that area has grown, but also, I mean, we live in such a, all of us love going to Sydney or Melbourne or Brisbane, but, there are millions of people there, I suppose. They come to a place like the Mid-North Coast, they see a beautiful area of beach, maybe with no one on it, and it looks fantastic, but it can be absolutely catastrophic, the results, with a loss of life. And again, we've got to get that message and reinforce it about going to those patrol beaches where you have expert lifesavers that are, selecting the best part of the beach to have a swim and can keep an eye on people.
Yeah, for sure. And, those little quiet beaches do look appealing to some people, especially like backpackers and that. But if, we can just try and get people to be aware of where the patrol beaches are, like using the Beach Safe app or looking up the council website or things like that, that could prevent something like this happening again.
Yeah, good on you, James. Look, thanks for joining us this morning. Congratulations to the lifeguards who did their best to get there very quickly yesterday, and to the people that came to that young lady's aid. Thankfully, it's all ended up okay. And, hopefully people listening to this are now going to have that second thought when they're heading out today and making sure, as you say, there's plenty of apps and that out there that can get you to a patrol beach. Good on you, James. Thanks for giving us your time. Have a good day, buddy.
No worries. Thank you.
Triple M's.
So, my friend told me how electricity is measured, and I was like, what?
Oh, I said what you did there, an electrical joke. Nice.
Triple M's Worst Dad Joke Wednesday, powered by Chris and Haley and the team at Harrington Mechanical.
Yes, a Worst Dad Joke Wednesday. We laugh, we cry, we love it. And let's go to the board now and act one on the program. Barb, good morning in Port Macquarie. How are you, Barb? That's the way. What's your yarn for us? Away you go.
A little old man shuffled slowly into an ice cream parlour and pulled himself slowly, painfully up onto a stool. After catching his breath, he ordered a banana split. The waitress asked kindly, "Crush nuts?" No, he replied, "Arthritis."
Oh, no, 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 no! Oh, please. Act two, we go to Carol in West Haven. G'day, Carol. What's your yarn?
Hello, Stroney. Well, while I was out walking the other morning,
yes,
somebody threw a bottle of omega-3 pills at me. You know what? I was really lucky, though, because my injuries were only super fish oil.
Super fish oil? No! Oh, dear. And Scotty, last from today from Maxville. He's gone. Scotty's gone. Well, he's dropped out. One of our famous dropouts here. Good on you, Scotty. Hopefully you can ring back soon. But that is Worst Joke Wednesday. Who did you like, Barbara or Carol or Scotty the Scratching? We'll find out as we go to the soundproof booth with the great Glenn Stewart next here at Triple M. Triple M and the $1,000 birthday wheel coming up after 8 o'clock. It is Billy Ocean there, Love Really Hurts Without You, on a cracker morning that's going to go pear-shaped with showers and some severe storms and up to about 25 to 28 degrees today.
So my friend told me how electricity is measured, and I was like, what?
Oh, I said what you did there, an electrical joke. Nice.
Triple M's Worst Dad Joke Wednesday, powered by Chris and Haley and the team at Harrington Mechanical.
Yeah, so we go to the soundproof booth and one Glenn Stewart is sitting in there just shaking his head. Why do we do this to ourselves? Look, I don't know what happened to Scotty from Maxwell, whether he didn't pay his phone bill, but he dropped out. But who did you like out of Barbara and Carol?
Oh, look, I think Carol's got to get it.
Oh,
I think it's pretty superficial.
Superficial oil? Good on you. Now, I just spoke to her too. That's she's at West Haven. She's coming in. She's going to grab the voucher and go and have lunch at the Drift Bar Cafe and Restaurant tonight, which is just going to be great as usual. And Glenn Stewart,
Trivia. Fire away.
Trivia tonight. Only thing is, what have I done with me phone? No, you go through the rest of it and I'll come back to the trivia, okay?
The Badstraw's at 3,500, so if you're a member of the club, come along tonight and be part of the Badstraw.
All right.
We have a chance for 3,500.
Yeah, okay. Now, I'm just going to nick off to my room to get my phone, my staff of one. Tell us about the entertainment, Glenn.
Oh, geez, you're organised. So Friday, guys, we've got the Barflies. And Saturday, these guys, Alter Ego, they're really good. So, yeah, come along, have a look, have a listen, and see those guys. And while you're at it, you probably get a part of our members' drink special for the three-quarter of the year. It's called Quarter Quencher.
A Quarter Quencher.
It's $4.50 schooners for members.
Mate, can you imagine one of the non-thinkers trying to say that 10 times about 10 to 6 tonight?
a bit like that Mount Panorama gag you...
Oh, yeah, I know.
10 times.
Shocking. Now, also, Jerry's getting question for tonight at the trivia. What sport is played by the Melbourne Mustangs? Yeah. Is it ice hockey, baseball, or American football? All right, what sport is played by the Melbourne Mustangs?
There you go.
Is it ice hockey, baseball, American football? What about that?
So, listen, what about all those guys that have got nothing to do tomorrow? Because apparently it was your weather bureau.
Now, the Water Dragons. The Water Dragons are never wrong, you know.
So bring the kids along for kids' trivia.
Oh, kids' trivia.
So just give the club a call, 6583-1133. Ask the girls at reception, put your name down.
Yeah, it was great because I know we had movies last week and stuff, and you guys are really looking after particularly the families that are here on holidays on the mid-north coast. Now, what type of questions you're going to ask, Glenn? Is it be like, you know, what colour is the big red car that might give it away?
Could be,
for the Wiggles?
Disney trivia. There you go.
Oh, Disney trivia. Disney. Now, everybody grows up with Disney movies. Which one did you grow up and can quote ad nauseum?
None.
None.
Can't remember.
See, look at you. Look at you. Can't you quote one? I mean, at least I can go back to the Love Bug, but I'm a lot older than you, but anyway.
No, well, the Love Bug was around when I was growing up, when I was a little fella.
You remember what number he was?
53.
53. He's got it. Well done, Glenn
there
Stewart.
I'm not that old.
Answering his own quiz.
Yeah, so, hey, listen, what about October?
Yes.
We've had people buying brand new bras and throwing them in.
Isn't that great? Because they go to the Hastings Women's and Children's Refuge.
Yeah, they do. So they've been throwing brand new bras in. So that they go to the ladies at the Cancer Trust and they're going to pass it on?
Yeah, which is just fantastic, Glenn. Yeah. And we're going to come up and do a video this week. I'm going to try and keep a straight face with you because I know you will be disrupted by throwing cups at me and I'm not talking about tea ones.
Oh, yeah. No, I won't do that to you.
You will.
So, yeah, so we're going to donate $1. For every bra we get. So keep them coming, guys.
Yeah. I had Dr. Stephen Begbie on last week, Glenn, and over the coming weeks too, I'll be talking to people that have been assisted by the Hastings Cancer Trust and have been on a bit of a journey that can talk about how good they actually are. And also, I might talk to another couple of the trustees too about some of the grants they've given out and how they've helped people. So, look, it's a local charity, and we really thank the club and the board for helping us.
Great.
Good on you, buddy. All right, have a good one, Glenn.
All right, mate. Hope the Water Dragons hang out.
So do I.
See you, buddy.
Triple M right across the Mid-North Coast. It is Wilson Pickett there in the midnight hour. It is going to be a beautiful day today. Till the cloud, till the storms, till the rain arrives. And up to about 25 degrees. Time for this.
Triple M. Birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Yeah, that it is. And in Foster, we go down to Robert. G'day, Robert. How are you, champion?
I'm good, thanks, Johnny. Yourself?
Good, buddy. Now, listen, do you trust my Water Dragons? I saw them yesterday. Whenever they come out in numbers, it's going to rain. Do you feel it, Robert? You think it's going to rain, champ?
Yeah, I think it will.
Well, I hope we're right. Otherwise, I'm going to have to wear a mask to get out of this joint. But anyway, you know how this works, Robert. We're just simply going to match your birthday with the number on the wheel to pick the $1,000 up, thanks to 40 Winks. What number are we looking for you?
19.
All right, Shalice, who's joining us as part of the new Triple M staff, is going to be our wheel spinner today. Go, Shalice, number 19. Away we go. Come on, come on, come on. No, Shalice, what number does it land on? The number 2. Oh, can't give her the cash, sorry, Robert. But what
That's
I can...
Right.
What I can do. End of the month, Christy does the draw for the Triple M bag, jam-packed full of goodies. We'll whack you in the draw to win that. I've got your phone number. You have a great day, and we appreciate the call. Thank you, Robert. Now, other birthdays today, I can tell you there are some luminaries on the Mid-North Coast birthdaying, like Carolyn Turnham. Good on you, Carolyn. And how about this? Carolyn's such a generous person. For her birthday, she bought her husband 2 new knees. Oh, Kim, I hope you're going all right, mate. And good on you, Carolyn. I'm sure you're going to get spoilt today. And well done on the Cool and Get a Gold effort as well. Fantastic. Also, birthdaying today, happy birthday going out to James O'Mara of Port Macquarie. Love comes from Dee and all the family. Good on you, James. And people like Carolyn and James are sharing their birthdays with David Lee Roth, Gabriella Chilmi, a great Aussie singer, and Tanya Tucker, all born on this day, the 10th day of October. Triple M right across the coast with Tommy James and the Shondells, a little bit of Moni, which, of course, Billy Idol covered a few years later. Well, quite a lot of years later. 17 to 9. Morning, Carolyn. I know it's your birthday. Good to know you got the wireless on. And the M's blasting out wherever you are, Carolyn. Good stuff. Ray after 9 on 131-873 here on Triple M.
The Mid-North Coast today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Yeah, lots to do during the school holidays at beautiful Trial Bay. Walk on the dark side at the jail. Now, this is fascinating. If you want to hear about the history of the area, these are true tales of prisoners, internees and human survival on this evening guided tour. Now, it's $10 for the kids, $14 for adults. Starts at around 5:30 at Trial Bay Jail at beautiful Southwest Rocks. Talking about the Rocks too, the Rotary Club's art exhibition is on at the primary school hall. It's free. It's the old Adelaide Swift Memorial Art Awards, and it is $2,000 to the first prize for the open section winner. It's worth seeing. If you love dancing, you can try the salsa, Cuban salsa classes at the Nambucca Heads RSL from 6:30 this evening. Nambucca Dragon Boaters are meeting at Lions Park Boat Ramp in Maxwell from 4:15 today. And more about art, Art Express is on at the Glasshouse. Fabulous works by really talented young kids from the New South Wales Visual Arts HSC. Some of their works are on display there. That's what's on the Mid-North Coast today for Holiday Coast Credit Union here at Triple M. Triple M and Strawdy's Brekkie Show, thanks to your locally owned club, the Port City Bolo, coming to a close with the Talking Heads there, and she was. 5 to 9, Ray after 9 on 131-873. If you missed any part of the show, including my interview with head lifeguard James Turnham about that rescue at Cat Eye yesterday, just go to my page and press catch up on the Triple M Facebook page. Tomorrow, it's Tradie Thursday. Christy out, thanks to ARB, giving smoke-o to one of our great job sites around the Mid-North Coast. Whatever you're doing, have a great Wednesday.
Making the best of each day.